Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Hey, Jay.
What up, Key?
I did a self-evaluation just now on that because I said something and I turned to Zubin. I go, yeah, that's really great English. I said, First main job. And I was like, yeah, that doesn't sound right. That's really great English by me.
Hey, you're still ahead of Bart. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Our guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We're on the air everywhere throughout the country, and this morning at this very moment, we're also on the air in New York City. So the question is Deshaun Watson about to join us here sooner rather than later in New York and try his hand at the quarterback position, obviously here for the Jets? Earlier this morning, Keyshawn, who knows a thing or two about making his legend in New York and what he can do on and off the field with the level of success, weighed in and said, sure, think about Joe Willie, think about Eli's two rings, Phil's multiple rings, Hostetler got a ring, sure, get all that. But if you take the hardware out of it, who is more purely talented than you-know-who? This earlier today from Key.
Take the Super Bowl rings out of it.
Okay.
But he would be the best quarterback in the history of New York to land here. Tell me anybody that was better.
No, you're right.
Joe Namath won the Super Bowl, and he's the greatest iconic figure at that position to play in New York because of all the snack, crackle, pop, and the fur coats and everything, the nightlife, and the swag that he brought to the table back in the 60s. But think about the talent I'm talking about.
Oh, I know. Yeah, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You can listen to everything that Key had to say about that in hour two of the podcast available to download right now. But we're live right now. It really does make a lot of sense. And plus, he's 25, prime of his career, has everything in front of him.
Yeah, and I want to be very clear. Yes, they won Super Bowl rings. There's no question about it. I'm just talking about pure talent, his ability at this age. He's 25 years old. He's good for another 10 years at a high level.
Minimum,
right? I mean, that's what it is. You surround the right players around him in the right situation with the New York Jets. And if he does everything that he's supposed to do, what we think that he's going to do on the field, Jay, it's endless. And I'm just talking about how you are embraced by, what do you say, New Yorkers, right?
Yeah.
How you embraced by the New Yorkers. I'm a California dude, so. But how you embraced by the New Yorkers, like I said, I took a team with other players on my back, and we wind up in an AFC championship game after being 1-15 3 years later. And I'm treated swell by New Yorkers. And imagine if he came in here and he got a ring and deep runs into championship games and took a Jet team to a Super Bowl 2-3 years from now. Man, he could write his own ticket. Madison Avenue would be great. You look up, he'd be hosting Saturday Night Live and all of the little cutesy stuff that goes on with your performance. And that's all I'm saying. So before the monsters attack us on our Twitter feed, listen to what I said closely.
Well, that's why he said excluding Super Bowl rings. And I agree with you that talent-wise for his age, New York has never seen something like that. And Eli Manning, look, as a Giants fan, Eli Manning, two Super Bowls, obviously very talented, but not to the talent level if you're basing them upon their same age at that time as Deshaun Watson, in my opinion. So I'm with you. I think there's a lot of other things that factor into it. It also has to be you have to have trust in Joe Douglas that he's going to surround you with the right pieces to help you get there. And I think that's a relationship that we have to dig a little bit deeper into. It's just not about coming to become the next Broadway Deshaun. It's about, hey, all these things are great scenario-wise, but one of the reasons why LeBron went to the Lakers, hey, okay, I know Rob Pelinka and Jenny Buss are going to help me get this organization. I know they're committed to where it needs to be, and that's a major part of it, Zubin.
Well, and when you think about it, I think Joe Douglas, in his tenure here, his first draft, he's done an amazing job. Whether it's Becton, the big tackle, or whether it's Mims, the receiver from Baylor. I mean, when you just look at it, whether it's moving Jamal Adams for two number ones when clearly they didn't need Jamal Adams on the defensive side of the ball because the safety is not going to win a Super Bowl for you. Those two picks that he got potentially can win a Super Bowl. So he made a calculated decision to do that. Moving on from an expensive Le'Veon Bell, made a calculated decision, which I think was the right decision. Keeping Adam Gase was not his decision at the time. It just wasn't. But everything that he's done points in the right direction in terms of how they're trying to build this team.
Yeah, this will be Douglas' second draft. He's obviously acquired a lot of draft capital. And as always the case, teams are thinking short-term and long-term if you're a GM. And obviously, this is a franchise that's clearly thinking long-term.
They should. They should think long-term. And he's young enough that if they move on from Sam Darnold, he'll be around for a while.
There's no doubt. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin coming to you from live at the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. So now the show is official. Key's favorite line is in the books. Speaking of funny lines, listen to this from Patrick Mahomes about that old dude he's going to face in just over a week.
Do you remember what age you were when you first became conscious of Tom Brady? Or what your first memories of him would have been, how far back that goes?
It's probably September 17th, 1995, when I was born. He's been around for a while.
Very specific on the answer. Popping out of the womb and knowing about Tom. I knew Brady was big, but you pop out of the womb and you know about Brady. It tells you everything you need to know about Tom.
It's crazy because Brady's old enough to be his dad.
Yeah. He was in kindergarten. Mahomes was in kindergarten when Brady started his ascent. And when I'm talking about life.
Yeah, but that's so wild, right? It's just to think about it. When you put it that way, OJ, he's old enough to be his dad, though.
I mean, it's crazy that we're in this scenario, but I mean, it's a blockbuster game between two incredible quarterbacks. But somewhere, Key, if I were Patrick Mahomes, and I granted, I know this is a team sport, and I know that the Bucs defense is next level, but I'm going into this game saying, ain't no way I'm going to let this 43-year-old old man get the best of me in this moment. This is my damn moment. This is my team. This is my time. And I'm going to be considered the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. And it's a way for me to grab the damn torch and say, Tom, great. You carried the torch as far as you can carry the torch. And I'll probably see you again here next year. And after I get this one, I'm waiting for you again next year to do it again. Like, it has to be that type of mentality for a guy like Patrick Mahomes. Even though we think he's nice and he's cuddly on the outside, there is a guy who is so competitive, just as Tom Brady, inside that demeanor of Patrick Mahomes.
You know, Brady's age and all of those things don't factor in it for me. What factors in it for me is the biggest moments, the brightest moments. Superstar players shine in the brightest moments. And I think when you look at Tom Brady and you look at the history for him, now, look, he's lost before. There's no question about it. But he's won more than he's lost. And he's won more big games than he's lost. So when you think about it, the age goes out of the window because he clearly could still play at a very, very high level or else he wouldn't be in the Super Bowl. And I know the defense certainly, and I've said it, has been one of the main reasons that they are playing in the Super Bowl. But Tom still had to make the throw. He still had to find Scottie Miller and make that throw. Where you see a lot of quarterbacks in this league, young, old, and whatever else, they throwing the damn thing in the stands. So when you start to look at it, his age is there. It's well documented. But he can still play football, man.
Yeah, coming up in 2 minutes, we'll have one of the NBA's most powerful people that actually doesn't play in the NBA. Who's that? He's 2 minutes away. But before we get there, I just want to quickly mention this and get your thoughts on it before we bring this gentleman in. Jay knows well. Tony Romo on the call. He'll be the analyst for Super Bowl 55 on CBS on Sunday, February 7th. He's having a Zoom call with the media talking about the game, how they're getting ready. Tony said, I never would have predicted he would have said this, but I guess he would have said this. It's going to be the biggest game Mahomes is going to play, tongue planted firmly in cheek. This will be the biggest game Mahomes is going to play in his entire career. The biggest game he'll play in his entire career. Because, according to Tony, if Patrick loses this game, he's got no shot of catching Brady in the greatest of all time conversation. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I'm not going to say no shot, but it certainly is easier if you have two to Brady six.
Not to mention he'll always have one on you.
Yeah.
Right? No matter how far Mahomes goes, he's always got you.
Yeah,
head to head, I got you, bro.
Yeah, so that part of it. But to give Brady seven and you got one, that means that you got to get at least six to catch him if you're looking at it from that perspective. If you say, Jay, that Brady has six, I got two, and I can get two to three more, now in the conversation, you don't have to get all the way to seven. Mm-hmm. Or six, better yet.
So long away.
You don't have to get to six. If Mahomes can get to four in his career, that conversation is a little different. It's four, I've never lost. It's that conversation. I've never lost in the Super Bowl. I got all these records. You know, that's the conversation. And now you start talking about the greatest, the greatest, the greatest. He slides in that conversation as his career winds down. He'll probably play that he's 55.
That makes the most sense. I also think it's the way the game plays out. If it turns into a blowout, that Tampa Bay just dominates Kansas City, where Tom throws for 300-plus yards and three TDs, and Patrick Mahomes is throwing picks left and right and doesn't play well, then obviously I think that gives a major advantage to Tom. But if it comes down to the wire where all of a sudden, you know, defensively, a fumble happens off of Tyreek Evans, you know, Tyreek Hill run. Mm-hmm. I almost said Tyreek Evans. I'm thinking about basketball. Tyreek Hill run, right? Then I think those are the little plays where it's like, it could have gone either way down the stretch.
Layout. Rich interesting. There.
There's the one aspect that Jay didn't mention, which I think is maybe the most possible of all scenarios, is that the Chiefs win in a blowout. We'll have plenty of time to talk about it. Speaking of hoops, Jay, you had hoops on the mind for a reason. Let's welcome in Rich Kleiman, one of the most powerful people in the NBA. He's Kevin Durant's business manager. And Rich, since you spend so much time around athletes of all ilk, we'll get Jay. I know you have a great relationship with Jay here in a moment.
You don't know Jay.
we're just asking real quick. We're asking real quick off the jump. Tony Romo said if Mahomes loses in the Super Bowl, he can never catch the GOAT. You represent one of the GOATs of basketball in KD. Is Tony Romo crazy?
Yes. Very crazy. Like, part of being a GOAT is you take L's along the way. I mean, I guess the exception of MJ, who went 6-0 in the finals. But, yeah, of course he still has a chance to be the GOAT.
Totally agree. Montana also 4-0 in the Super Bowl. Jay, this is your guy. Take it away.
Rich, what we're seeing with Deshaun Watson, and we've seen it throughout the course, you know, not at this caliber, but it is really player empowerment. You know, obviously you've done this with KD, and you've seen it around the NBA. Do you think that's officially translated over to the NFL now?
Well, first of all, what's up, Jay, my boy?
What up,
say
big
hello
man?
In the morning, man.
What up, brother?
yes, I think so. And I think it's just evolution and it's time and it's right. Like, each situation is different. You can't make a blanket statement that every player should be able to just look at their situation, regardless of their contract, and just get out. But I think there's certain situations, especially for quarterbacks, the 32 most important jobs in maybe all of sports, where if the organization has failed him and he has lost trust and he's given what he's given and he has one career in front of him, I believe that is every right to empower himself to get himself out of there, just like most businessmen in every other business in life are able to do. Now, does it mean he should be let out? Does he have to be let out? Does he have to be traded? No, but the organization then at that point has to make the right decision. Do they owe it to him? They don't think so. I believe they do. I don't think they gave him the right circumstances to win. But he has every right to advocate for it and try to get himself out of a situation he's not happy.
Where would you think would be the best landing spot for him?
Well, okay, so selfishly I'm a Giant fan, but I'm actually bullish on my boy Danny Jones. I'd love to see him in New York because he can understand this, but I'm one of those New York fans that love the Giants, but I don't hate the Jets, so I rooted for him. But realistically, like when I look at the NFL, Miami seems like the right option because if I'm Houston and I'm not taking back a young quarterback as part of this, just like baseline, I'm not doing it. But I think at the end of the day, you're going to have a team that comes out of nowhere that surprises you.
Let's switch to basketball and the NBA. You know, you obviously working relationship with Kevin Durant over at the Brooklyn Nets. And when you look at what they're trying to do in Brooklyn, what do you make of where they're at right now with James Harden as well as Kyrie and Kevin? I would deem it the East Coast Big Three.
I mean, I'm really happy with where they're at. And I think you saw the other day, like, this is going to be a constant process. And even while it's a process, it doesn't mean that they can't win at the highest level. I mean, Miami's first year would be considered a process, but they lost in the finals. So I think that you're going to see bumps along the way, but it's less about the three of them and more about the fact that, like, in order to get three players of that caliber, your roster gets thin. And then when your roster gets thin, players have to step up in the roles they're not used to, and players have to learn how to play with players of their caliber. And, you know, and you see Kevin James and Kai will figure it out. When you're at that level and that level of IQ of basketball, I mean, Kyrie is more than happy, and you saw it, to get right off the ball and let James have the rock. And Kai's still finding ample shots. KD still finds ample shots, and they're just getting better. Like, you know, KD definitely doesn't think he's all the way back, which is frightening.
Speaking of that, should people be surprised that he is back and playing at the level that he's playing at despite an injury that most people thought he wouldn't be able to beat Kevin Durant coming back on that injury?
Well, first of all, I think, and Jay, you know this, like within our circle, there was a unanimous thought like, all right, so it's a year and you'll be back in a year and you'll be KD. It was never even a thought. the reality is what the reality is. I think we all thought his game, and everyone said that his game wasn't predicated on, like, if he was to lose a quarter of an inch of a step, right? The difference between KD and most of the world is that never can compromise hard work, and you know that. And I saw in Kevin's eyes the day he had the injury, he was the calmest person in the room. And that same kind of mentality he took throughout the whole thing. He has an insane ability to put blinders on and stay in the moment, stay in the drill. You know, like when a normal person has an injury and they go to rehab and the doctor says, look, after the session, when you go home, why don't you do like 12 more of those leg lifts? And you're like, all right, I'm not doing them shit. I'm never doing that. KD listens to every single thing the doctor tells him. He pushes himself when he's by himself. He's stretching muscles that he read could help the rehab process. So, you know, I'm not surprised. And his IQ for the game is off the charts.
Richie, you've been doing all these different interviews, man, and they've been crazy. But you did one the other day with Lawrence Taylor that literally had me beside myself. You got him to be very relaxed. He went into some incredible moments about Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, obviously, who he played for. What was your biggest takeaway from that interview?
Well, I got him relaxed, and so did the morning cup of tequila. But I think that the thing with LT is he lives in like rare air for me. So if you grew up in New York City, there's a handful of them, you know, like all the Knicks in the 80s and 90s for me. But then it's like LT, Doc Good, and Daryl Strawberry. And I also have such an insane respect for people that are able to get to, like, the highest level of their craft. And just to understand how everyone's story was different to get there. And that's why I have no problem talking to LT and then talking to the CEO of Goldman Sachs, because there's something that's the same. There's some common similarity, same that Keyshawn had, that you had. Me and Zubin don't have it. But the thing is that, like, Lawrence Taylor, for some reason, to me, across all of sports, lives in this like transcendent space, regardless of stat, number 56 means LT. It's like AI, same kind of thing. Like their impact on the culture around sports. And it was just an honor, man. And like hearing him talk about the 86 Giants, he's wild, but he's so necessary. And, you know, he's obviously done things he regrets, but he stands right in front of it and talks about it, man. I honestly could have talked to that dude for 3 hours. It was incredible. Mm.
Hey, I want to play a snippet of that conversation that Jay just referenced. This is courtesy of the Boardroom, the Out of the Office podcast, which you can check out anywhere you download podcasts. On the way, here is the legendary LT on one specific moment that turned out to be pretty good for the Giants defense.
I cursed Parcells out when he hired Belichick as the defensive coordinator. I come into the league and I meet Bill Belichick. He's a assistant special teams coach. Now, what the hell? That's like a towel boy. And then the next year, he's a special teams coach. And then the third year, Parcells becomes a head coach, and he makes Belichick the defensive coordinator. And I went ape shit. I went upset. Ain't no way. Parcells say, listen, hey, but I'm going to tell you. He said, most of the defense that we run right now, those are Bill Belichick's design. I said, what? I mean, even cover two? I mean, even red two? All those belong to him? He got a little respect from me that day. And I tell you what, he has turned out to be one of the best coaches in history.
Both you and LT have cursed out Bill Parcells. How about that?
We should apologize.
Great relationship. So.
Yes, apologize for those that took offense to that. Hey, I got to mention, I obviously LT plays a little bit of golf, but I think he would take a mulligan on that statement. I think Bill Belichick turned out to be okay. Hey, Rich, last thing for you. And I know you're a big-time Knick fan. You talked about the 80s, the 90s, the Ewings, the Rileys, all that stuff. You're New York through and through. But now you have a special association to the Nets. Considering who they got, right, and what the future is there any way, this is a question asked in New York all the time that is laughed off. I grew up in New Jersey. I laugh it off. Is there any way that with the direction the Knicks are going in, and I know it's slightly better, but you know what I mean, the way the Knicks are going, the way the Nets could be going, any chance in hell the Nets could ever be bigger than the Knicks?
Well, so in the moment, obviously.
I'm dying to hear how you answer this one, Rich.
Yeah, because, well, this is an easy one. In the moment, obviously, right? Like if the Mets or the Jets get to championship game or the finals, like they're going to take the coverage in New York for that moment. They're not the better and bigger team. That's so ingrained in the culture in New York over such a long period of time. There's not much you can do about that. But the one thing about New York, similar to L.A., is like there's not a ceiling. There's not a limit to the amount of fans. So I think the Nets are going to be a global phenomenon over the next few years a bit, the way the Warriors were, the Heat, et cetera. And I think that they're going to be a major, major force in New York from a brand perspective and just taking the attention of the city. In the long term, do I think the Nets will be New York's team? No, it's the Knicks. But Brooklyn will carve out their own lane. And I think that's the thing about the NBA is this is a booming entertainment business. And, like, from a fan perspective, they don't see it that way. But the reality is like, the Nets have their own aesthetic, their own arena. They have an owner that's been insanely successful. And they're now building a foundation which started with, like, playing hard and playing together. Now they've attracted three of the biggest players in the world. And that doesn't just go away. Like, the stigma around the Heat, even though they've been successful post-LeBron, like, you know LeBron, Riley, they put that thing on forever. So that's what I think is going to happen with the Nets. And you'll just have two big brands in New York.
Rich, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, just want to let you know, the Clippers will never, ever, 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 ever be relevant in Los Angeles. Just saying.
Yeah, but wow, well, relevant? No, no, no. Relevant? They're not ever going to be the Lakers, but
never.
They're not relevant.
No, no.
Come on, Key. They'll be relevant. Stop.
I'm just being honest.
They're irrelevant.
Stop. No.
Yo, I will bet you on that, Key, because mm-mm. When you get an owner with that money and that charisma and you have a city of Los Angeles, if you win, there's just room for two, bro. It's not going to be the Lakers.
It's not the same.
Last thing for the business folks out there, you ever get David Solomon and LT in a room together, take a picture and put it out on social media. That's a once-in-a-lifetime shot. Thank you, Rich.
That's the easy one. I appreciate
all right, Rich,
it, guys.
All right,
I love this show. I love this show. I make my daughters listen in the morning, guys.
Okay.
Tell the family I said what up, Rich.
I will. Key, bro,
yes, sir.
Honor to talk to you.
Huh?
Honor to talk to you, oh, Key, bro. I love watching you play.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Don't hype him up too much, Rich. All right, man.
Man, great what you later. Mean? If he wanna hype me up, why you hating? Here you go
I'm
again.
Not, I'm not the one who's hating. You're the one like hating on the Clippers. You're the one hating on the Clippers. What do you mean? I ain't the one hating. I got nothing but love. I'm ready.
Jay, no one walks around with Clipper gear in Los Angeles.
Clipper Daryl.
Exactly.
Like who I you said, got in a fight with no yesterday one. On Twitter?
Well, he shouldn't be running his mouth.
Billy Crystal?
Yeah, he bought the seats at a value
keep going
price.
Through all the fans,
Billy, Billy Crystal bought the seats at a value price. That's all. He was investing in
gotcha.
Seats.
Gotcha. I think I've ran out of Clipper fans, to be honest with you. We've run out of Clipper fans. By the way, David
Justin
Solomon.
Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
Again. Again.
Just again. Strike a nerve. Just
again. Nobody cares about the Clippers. Just being honest with you. It's a Laker town, man. I don't know how many times I got to try to convince you.
The
Clippers
you
can win. The Clippers can win
understand.
A championship, and the parade will be empty. No one cares.
All right, David Solomon, the head of Goldman Sachs and the gold standard in the NFL, LT together on the way. Put a suit on. We're going to court. Get the briefcase ready. Key and Jay will make the case in the People's Court of Opinion whether Deshaun Watson should go to the Jets or the Dolphins, and they've been digging through the evidence all morning long. Court is in session.
Deshaun Watson has officially requested a trade. The organizational disaster that is, I mean, it's criminal.
Unless Cal McNair, the owner now, can fire Cal McNair, not much is going to change.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Line right, pick and roll with Plumlee, and he'll lay it up and in for a 104-87 lead.
Another timeout.
And a 16-0 run.
And that 16-0 run eventually ended with the Pistons running away from Keys Lakers, who is not concerned. 107-92, tomorrow night, Lakers. Celtics primetime on ABC, the NBA's best rivalry renewed. Will the Steelers be renewing their relationship with Ben Roethlisberger? It's not over, but it's definitely frayed. He's got a $41.2 million salary cap hit. Salary cap's going to be plummeting because league revenues are plummeting because of the coronavirus. Barely anybody at games. So they're going to ask him to take less. He's won two Lombardis.
So
it's going to be take it or leave it.
Yep.
It'll be take it or shake it a day late. And the Cardinals and Adam Wainwright have agreed to a one-year deal. He's as much a part of the modern Cardinal mythical lore as anybody, really, except for the guy that he throws to. Wainwright back in a one-year deal, as reported by the MLB Network, confirmed by ESPN. He's been with the squad every year since 05. The only current player that's been wearing the same jersey longer, the guy that squats 60 feet, 6 inches away, the great Yadier Molina. And SportsCenter is brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app and use code KJZ to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Deshaun Watson has officially requested a trade. The organizational disaster that is, I mean, it's criminal.
You wait this long to become a head coach, and now all of a sudden, your first main job is to figure out how to communicate with Deshaun Watson.
How many times do we hear also, unless Cal McNair, the owner now, can fire Cal McNair, not much is going to change.
Fired.
So as Greeny said, it's criminal. We're going to court, although this will be civil damages. This will not be a criminal trial. Unless somebody murders the Texans image after.
Jeez.
I just had to say it. This is a terrible move for them. Apparently, now I'm not sure if I should leave in Mariska Hargitay could come in because we started with the Law and Order and then we went right into the People's Court. If you're familiar with those two tunes, I just want to mention.
Why are you looking like that, Jay?
Jay's ready to go,
I'm
man.
I'm getting focused right now.
You know
now.
How good Duke Law School is? One of the best law schools in the country. SC?
No, I'm going to say something that's just so funny that you mentioned that. I wasn't even going to do it, but my niece.
Okay.
I just got a text from her dad. My niece went to Duke, Jay. She went to Duke. I never told you that. She just got into Harvard Law, Stanford Law, and Chicago Law School.
Congratulations.
Respect.
Yeah, congratulations, Sydney. Yeah.
And for those that don't know, Harvard, Stanford, University of Chicago, one of the best undergraduate, graduate schools in America. People don't think about it because Harvard and Stanford, everybody knows Harvard and Stanford. University of Chicago, very impressive.
I guess all that Duke money that Pop spent is worth it. Well worth it, even though I thought she should have went to USC. But anyway.
Hey, no bad choice.
Let's go back into court.
Yes, court is now in session.
We're about to see how it translates to court right now, Keyshawn.
Indeed. I just want to mention, just for respect, Judge Wapner can't be here. Judge Wapner died at the age of 97. And for those of you that love the People's Court like Key, his trusty bailiff, Rusty. Rusty has died at the age of 76, so they will not be returning. Sadly, I'll be in place for Rusty. Doug Llewellyn and Harvey Levin are waiting outside of the courtroom. Both. This is so big. We'll have to interview the winner and the loser. And, of course, as we all know, Harvey loves TV cameras.
That would be very scary. Who's the jury? If they did return.
The jury.
Zubin, how diverse is the jury?
The jury.
I need to know these parameters.
Come on, man. It's 2021. We got a little everything on the jury. We had to make sure we did that. Seven men.
Do we have any Jets? Do we have any Jets fans on the jury?
It was not on the jury questionnaire.
Our producer's a Jets fan, so to make sure he's not sabotaging this.
No, no, was not on the questionnaire. There were some questions on the questionnaire that did
I never
not
said
make
I had ethics.
Jeez.
Neither did any of us, to be honest with you. That's Evan Wilner weighing in, KJZ producer. He's the foreman of the jury, so if this goes wrong, just blame him. He was the guy doing the.
Look at that headshot. I'm concerned about him. Let's move forward.
Jesus.
So here we go. Deshaun Watson to the Jets. We've got to make the case. Prosecutor Johnson is up first. No calling your niece, by the way. No calling your niece. This is no cheating. Maybe she can learn something from you.
Look, here's what I would say.
The case for Deshaun to the Jets.
Well, I made my case earlier for Deshaun to the Jets. And my thing is, this is a great situation for him if the Jets are willing to surrender some of that capital that they have in the draft along with Sam Darnold. He comes to New York City. He clearly becomes the number one quarterback to hit the New York landscape, period. I understand Joe Namath won Super Bowl. I understand Eli Manning won two, Phil Sims. I understand all of those things. But talent-wise, he is far more superior than those guys were. Not only that, the snack, crackle, pop, who he is, his personality, how he moves, he'll be a big thing on Madison Ave. I mean, when you think about it, young guy at 25 years old, he can play for the New York Jets for the next 15 years at a high level, at least 12 of those 15. And if the Jets got to the Super Bowl, he could just ride his ticket for the next 50 years after that, just forever.
That's a name that's done for 50 years.
Made man. He'd be made.
That is Key's opening statement. And, Jay, I want to give you a lot of props here for not asking for an objection, whether it would have been sustained or overruled. You let Key talk through his opening statement. You get yours. And because we're in Zoom court, we're getting the witnesses ready. They'll join us in our next segment. Trouble connecting on Zoom. First world problems in 2021. What's your opening statement?
I first hope I get the same kind of respect from Michael Joseph Keyshawn Johnson. I just added a new name, Joseph Keyshawn Johnson. Thank you. And I will go into this. J.J. Watt, your friend Deshaun Watson, he apologized to you. He said, I'm sorry for wasting a year. Do you want to be looking back on the situation 2 years from now and issuing another defamation of character lawsuit against the Jets? Do you want this? Do you want to go to a franchise that was 2-14? I tell you, call Jamal Adams. Call Le'Veon Bell. Talk to them about the way this organization is run. Why wouldn't you want to come to an organization that is turnkey, that is ready to go, that has a better defense, that has better offensive weapons, that has a head coach with stability in Brian Flores? He's been there for 2 years. No state income tax. Your girlfriend, Jilly, she loves Miami. She loves what I can bring to the table for her career, for your career. Look what we can build. Look at the resource sets that we can surround you with. And I tell you this, no state income tax. That's a game changer for a guy that has a $140 million contract. Think long-term wealth. I'll leave it at that. Please, Keyshawn, don't call me a liar. I'm not a liar.
Those are the opening statements. And let me give the biggest mea culpa of all time. It is the 25th anniversary of somebody getting drafted into the NFL. It is Key's 25th anniversary of being drafted. I don't know how I did this. This is actually the 25th season of Judge Judy. And I didn't even mention that at the top of this segment. I'm a disgrace. I need to be disbarred.
It's okay.
Immediately.
It's all right.
No, it happens. It's all good.
Love,
man.
The legend, Judge Judy.
Key, do you like that I added the name Michael onto your name? Michael Joseph Keyshawn Johnson?
That I just let it go. I didn't even say anything.
Judge Judy.
Sound like you was a little nervous up there to me, but I'm going to leave it alone.
I feel very comfortable in this position.
And you talking about going to Miami and some other stuff. And I'm just going to stay out of it. I'm going to cross-examine the witness at some point.
Yes, and for the diversity of the courtroom, Judge Mathis also weighing in, saying he's enjoying this morning's programs. We got Judge Judy, Judge Wapner, Judge Mathis. Don't get on us, okay? We're trying it with everybody. On the way, we're connecting via Zoom. Our witnesses, to try to bolster Key's argument, and Jay's next. Court is not dismissed, but it's temporarily being moved.
Hey, it's Greeny getting set for a football Friday, and the guest list is packed. Steve Mariucci looking ahead to the Super Bowl, Darius Leonard, and Emmanuel Sanders with me as well. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two,
Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
It is now back in session. The less than honorable Zubin Mehenti presiding. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. I thought court would be sponsor free, but apparently not. Everybody's got to make some money. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting your business with specialized coverages for your commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com. Although that would be, fellas, traffic court. Okay, I'll see myself out. Okay. All right, here we go. Let's get back to it. Deshaun Watson, make the case for Deshaun to the Jets, which Key just did. Powerful argument. Jay with an equally powerful argument for Jay going and having Deshaun go to the Dolphins. Key, you want to say something
first?
Well,
I want to bring my first witness.
Please do. Who are you calling in?
I'm calling in Rich Zimini, my first witness.
Hello? On Zoom.
Who? What's his name again, Key?
Rich Zimini.
Rich Zimini.
Rich Zimini.
Okay, for the record, it is Rich Zimini. He is joining us. He's our ESPN Jets reporter. It's not like he has any Super Bowl reporting to do, so he's available. Okay, Rich.
Jeez.
Here we go. That's why he's here. He's available. Okay, Rich, good morning. You heard Key's opening statement here. What can you add?
The Jets should be all in. This is something that would change the franchise. It would change the culture around the franchise and would give them stability at the quarterback position. No questions. Right now, they have Sam Darnold. So far, he has not impressed in 3 years. Do you go with him? Do you go with the rookie? There's so much risk involved in those decisions. There would be no risk in bringing in Deshaun Watson. That's why the Jets should get it done.
Exhibit A has been entered into court. Key, are you texting with your niece? I told you to stop
Stop cheating on the test, Keyshawn.
No, that's all off the record. I think he makes valid points. There's no question about it. You certainly heard what he had to say. It's echoing similar to what I said. They have no risk. This is a big move for the Jets. They should do it.
All right, Jay, you are up. You've got your first witness.
Yes, I like to call my first witness. After extensive coaching from the first display this morning, Cameron Wolf, please.
I've talked to a lot of people within the organization over the last few weeks, and everything I've been told is they are planning to build around Tua. That being said, a guy like Deshaun Watson does not come available very often, and they have to definitely consider it. They have to be considered one of the top players for Deshaun because of all the resources they have. They have two first-round picks, including one at number three. They have two second-round picks, and they have a roster that, at least on the defensive side of the ball, is more ready to compete than otherwise. We already know that Deshaun has Miami as one of his preferences.
Well, I'd like to cross-examine that witness, if you don't mind, Your Honor.
Yeah, it's fine. Just remember that he probably won't be able to answer.
Well, earlier he said that Deshaun Watson was 4-12 in Houston, which is a fact, and he wouldn't be an upgrade from Tua. Then he comes along and he says now he's an upgrade for Tua, but they're trying to build around Tua. So I'm a little confused.
I never heard him say that the first time. I don't think those tapes. I don't think those tapes exist.
Oh, okay.
I think that's fake news.
So you're gonna burn the tapes and destroy them now.
I never heard it. Not on my show. I don't know. I don't know where those tapes are. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Your Honor, can I have the court reporter play back his earlier testimony?
Okay, let me just talk. Let me see if I can. Here's the stenographer. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Those tapes weren't given in
by
me.
How in the world do you work that keyboard? That is unbelievable. All right, Cameron Wolf is back here, court reporter. Go.
They're trying to build this team the right way. Tua had an up-and-down rookie season, but they still believe he can be a top-10 quarterback that can lead them to a championship, and they would have all of their assets, their picks, to be able to do that and the flexibility to build this team they want to. So Deshaun Watson would definitely change the Dolphins, but they wouldn't immediately make them a title contender. They would still have holes. And you saw what happened in Houston when they had holes. He was a 4-12 quarterback. So for me, You definitely have to flirt, but I don't think you have to marry Deshaun Watson. And my guess is that's what happens in Miami this offseason.
Your Honor,
Judge Mahinty, I would like voice recognition confirmation, please. I do not believe that was my first witness brought to the table. I believe his tone was then changed. That is not him.
Well, first of all, again, with the marriage and the engagement, we're not in divorce court. We're in regular court. People, where are we? We're not in traffic court. We're not in divorce court.
Your Honor, I rest my case there. It simply was on the record that this young man said what he said. I don't have anything else to say. Please allow Deshaun to play for the New York Jets.
I just like to pose that this witness is no reflection upon the mindset of my client and Mr. Deshaun Watson. He speaks for himself. Thank you.
The jury, I'm now going to give them instructions. This is where we skip ahead because nobody needs to hear that. The jury is now heading into the jury room. 12 men and women deciding the fate of a 25-year-old stud. And it's all fake news, as according to Jay. But we're going to keep it real for now. Before we get to the verdict, say something nice about each other for the first time since we launched since August 17th. What was the best part, Key, about Jay's argument?
Well, I think the best part is the no taxes, although I would argue and counter against that, that it means nothing in the grand scheme of things.
Say something nice, Keyshawn.
Well, he didn't
stop countering. It's being positive.
Impossible.
He can't be positive. You're horrible.
He didn't say anything nice. He said, what was the best part? And I said, the taxes. And then I said, I would counter that by simply saying that for 25-year-old guy like that, Miami is a great place. There's great weather, and there's all sorts of things that can go on in Miami at 25. But don't make a 25-year-old decision. Make a 65-year-old decision by coming to a place like New York City that you could be set up for the rest of your life forever, ever, 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 as long as you take care of business and you win. Jay made a great point. The taxes are important. The weather is important. There's no question about it. They have a solid defense. But replacing Dan Marino, think about that. You're going to replace Dan Marino because they haven't been able to do that, or replace Sam Darnold. Mm. You go figure.
Jay, on the other side, if there is something, go ahead.
Is this for me to say something nice and then to counter that nice thing that I'm supposed to say?
Indeed, if there is such a thing.
Okay.
You always got to slip things in court real slicky.
I'm real slicky. Key's point about building out a business aspect of it, I think, is really intriguing because New York City does offer that. The counterpoint to that would be that we live in a different age now where you don't have to be in a major city like New York to build out a business. I mean, look at what other athletes are doing around the country in smaller markets, right? Like, does Aaron Rodgers not have a great market because he's in Green Bay? I mean, I see him on every commercial. Giannis is in Milwaukee. I see him on tons of commercials. Dame is in Portland. I see him on a ton of commercials. It's also about the nostalgia that comes along with the franchise you play for. And you can actually make a case that Dan Marino, how do you tap into that Dan Marino-like aspect of what the Dolphins brought to the table and use that as collateral to build a business?
I'd like to say something real quick again.
Okay.
Jay is correct on that model. There's no question about it.
Okay.
He mentioned a bunch of NBA guys in a reigning MVP, or a guy who's going to be the MVP, that won a Super Bowl for the Green Bay Packers. He mentioned those sort of things. Why not maximize the value that you bring to the table by playing in New York City? Just wanted to put that on the record.
Zubin, Indeed. Here's the problem with your name being second on the show. Key always gets the last word.
That's right. I'll get the last word on this one. Actually, Evan's going to get it. Once again, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, brought to you by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the app, ESPN News, and Court TV this morning. We are not going to sequester the jury. We have a verdict, so you can go home tomorrow. Jury Foreman Wilner, what is the verdict?
The jury awards in favor of the Miami Dolphins Sean Watson to the Miami Dolphins.
The judge always telling everybody to be quiet in the courtroom, and the judge went crazy for a second there. Sorry about that.
Wilner in
Order in the courtroom.
I'm going to put up an appeal when Rick Smith joins us in about 15 minutes.
The old Texans GM, back at the top of the hour.
Loser.